This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Today, an economic indicator that goes well with gravy. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. We start with the latest on business conditions. It's from the National Association for Business Economics this morning. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, with central bankers aggressively raising interest rates to fight inflation and growth slowing as a result, this survey is flashing warning signs.
Key business indicators took a turn for the worse in the National Association for Business Economics July survey, from sales and profit projections to plans for capital investment. Bottom line, corporate pessimism is on the rise, says NABE economic analyst Ken Simonson.
There was quite a spike in the percentage of firms that expect the U.S. to enter a recession in the next year. 43% of respondents now think the odds are better than even.
That's up from just 13% back in April. Economist Dan North at credit insurer Allianz Trade North America predicts that with growth slowing, the strong U.S. labor market is now at risk.
Usually, unemployment is a lagging indicator because the last thing any business wants to do is fire people. So it's not surprising unemployment looks good now. It won't in a few months from now.
NABE's survey indicates firms are curtailing future hiring plans. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Let's get even more specific on business conditions as we check the economic pulse today by turning to someone struggling with prices and finding staff. But at the same time, the enterprise is thriving. It's Carrie Morey, the founder of a company based in South Carolina. It's called Callie's Hot Little Biscuit, which has some local eateries while distributing the biscuits nationwide. You may have seen her in the PBS documentary series, How She Rolls, which follows Carrie, juggling the business and everything else. And she joins us now from the Charleston area. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
So here we are in 2022. There is a shortage of people to hire. I keep reporting. We have inflation. This is something you must be experiencing at the sharp end.
We are battling it. And our business is actually doing really well. Sales are up in all of our stores and in our wholesale and e-commerce. However, inflation has just reared its ugly head, and it is making it very difficult to become profitable. And so at the end of the day, sales being up are great, but if you're not making money, it creates a whole new set of problems.
I mean, is like flour and salt and baking powder getting more expensive? You seeing that?
It is over 30% and rising. It is continuing to rise. Butter is rising. Cream cheese, which is a huge ingredient for us, and not only rising in cost, but also we're having problems getting it. So supply chain issues are still there and passing along major price increases, which means that we need to pass along price increases. But then when we do that, there's a concern, and we've already seen it on a small level, of people saying, I don't know if we're going to be able to keep you because of these high cost changes.
I mean, there it is. That's the conundrum right there. Like, Joel, just pass it along to your customers, but it may be that they cannot bear it on their end.
That's right. And, you know, we are a handmade artisan business. There's not a machine in the bakery that makes the biscuits except for the oven to bake them. And so, you know, labor is high, ingredients are high, everything is at an all-time high. And we just keep hoping for these markets to come down.
Yeah, I mean, I've always seen that these biscuits are made by hand, but I didn't really believe by hand. So your team makes 8 quadrillion biscuits by hand?
Yes, we do. There's literally not a machine for making the biscuits except the oven and then the sealer that we use to seal the biscuits before they go in the freezer. So the quality, there's a difference and it's worth it. But at some point you have to start evaluating, oh my gosh, am I crazy to continue doing this? Should we look at other ways? And those conversations are starting to surface, although I'm not quite ready to make any big changes just yet.
All right. Carrie Morris, founder of Callie's Hot Little Biscuit and star of the PBS show How She Rolls. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 0.4% range. On this week, the Fed could raise interest rates again. The 10-year rate is 2.81%, the lowest in about 3 weeks. 30-year mortgage rates have steadied. 5.11% is the average today for those into weeping for spilled milk. That's 2 percentage points higher than last year at this time. With people losing their lives from exposure to the crazy heat in the Northern Hemisphere now, a few cities and towns from Phoenix and Miami to Athens, Greece, have hired chief heat officers. Here's a story now about efforts in local resilience amid climate change from Marketplace's Andy Euler.
The thing about people dying because of the heat is that it doesn't have to happen.
All heat-related deaths or hospitalizations are entirely avoidable.
Catherine Conlin is an assistant professor of epidemiology at the University of California, Davis.
We can prevent them with very focused interventions and plans with the given time and foresight.
Enter the chief heat officer, because Chris Eby at the University of Washington says, up until recently, heat events weren't really the responsibility of any one person in local government. And many cities where extreme heat hasn't really been an issue in the past don't have the infrastructure to deal with those events.
It is a scramble for city governments if they're not prepared. And it is challenging to try and stand a heat wave early warning system up in short order.
She says really the role of the chief heat officer is to coordinate all the city departments to make sure those most at risk get what they need. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
And it's not just your local gas station being nice because you're special. There's confirmation the average cost of regular has fallen 32 cents in the last 2 weeks, down 55 cents in 6 weeks, according to the Lundberg survey, $4.53 a gallon now. It's $3.90 in parts of Louisiana, but $5.65 a gallon in Los Angeles. And if you have to use 89, 91, or diesel in that vehicle, well, I feel you. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.